according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO, excuse me, that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Don't ask me to stop it now, because I won't, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 55, 60 minutes, oh, let's call it the midnight 5 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We're not going to dally much tonight because, you know, I decided to go free association tonight well before I was done with the radio obituaries. And once I was done with the radio obituaries, I realized I could have done another all obit show. But because I had offered the free association to you, the listener, I knew I couldn't do that. So here we are with the free association. Enough obits for next week's show already in the bag. But you know a whole other slew of people's going to die in the meantime, so we're not going to waste time. Like I said, we're going to jump right into this free association. You gave me words, I came up with ideas, and here we go right now with tonight's free association at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Collaboration. We love your little word.
We love your little word.
You little nerd.
You bubbly little bird.
The nouns, adjectives, and verbs.
Nouns, adjectives, and verbs.
You've been contemplating.
Contemplating.
We love your little words. Best we've ever heard. What a lovely collaboration. The tunes you've been contemplating.
Your very kind attention. put your gum beneath the plate. Eat so fast you won't be late. Thank you for your very kind attention.
My mommy and daddy like having wrists too. just a boy when he made that vow. I'd bet it all that he knows by now. All men are liars.
Their words ain't worth no more than worn out tires.
Hey girls, bring rusty pliers to pull this tooth. All men are liars, and that's the truth. Now, there stands the naked ape in a monkey's suit. Behind the little mustache he grew, the shifty brute. All the ones not choking on the words they ate, are sweating on getting their stories straight.
All men
are liars.
Their words ain't worth no more than worn out tires.
Hey girls, bring rusty pliers to pull this tooth.
All men are liars,
and that's the truth.
All men are liars,
and all men are liars.
All men are liars,
all men are liars, and that's the
looking skip. I parted the weed and looked over the swamp. I seen them a kettle doing a you bang a storm. We're rocking and roll, beat anything about the hell of it told. The you bang a storm, you bang a stop. When the hint is gonna drive a cool kettle wild. He invited me in. He said, a heap of bigger jam session had to begin. Well, he handed me the tom-tom. I picked up that beat. The crazy thing sent the shivers to my feet. I rock and I roll and I skip with a smile. And I keep banging stomp till I roll over dead. Had a good rockin' time with the cheese daughter May. I was making the time and getting to know. When the captain said, now son, we gotta go. I said, oh, that's all right. You go right ahead. I let the you bang his door until I roll over dead.
Thank you.
I can't believe that that was even anywhere close to 30 minutes, let alone 28. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're having a free association tonight, and I'm so glad to see certain faces in the crowd out there tonight over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. You know, that set was just jam-packed with Bubbles in the Think Tank, let's see here, favorites? Bee's Knees? We had one, two, three, I'm going to call it three members of the Stable of Stars. Ralph Carney passed away before he could provide his recording for the soon, someday to be next Bubbles in the Think Tank record. So that's a very sad thing, but I'm going to keep him in the Stable of Stars anyway, because that's how much I love you. The Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is dedicated to preventing the environmental causes of breast cancer. Their 22nd annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, a party for prevention, will be held on Saturday, October 26th at the N in Brookline. If you happen to be a student, LGBTQ student groups are invited to table for free at the event, and anybody else who's a student who wants to join the party, there is student ticket pricing available. Proceeds support MBCC's goal of breast cancer prevention. For information and tickets, visit their website at mbcc.org. So much more silliness to come here in this free association portion of the program. Of course, if you're not familiar with free association, please allow me to bring you up to speed. I realize I don't have time to do the episode tonight, so I desperately turn to the members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. You could be one if you choose. And I say, hey, I need to free associate tonight. Give me a word. And everybody like drops words in this little thread. And then I say, thank you. And I go figure out stuff to play for them. And here we are. That's the whole story. But you know, the free association shows are really some of my favorite episodes. When I go back and listen, the free ass is just frequently solid. And I don't think tonight's an exception to that. Well, we got another half hour to go, so let's get it started right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Ricky Bates.
Wally Ballou, our radio reporter, has stationed himself up in Rehoboth, Massachusetts, where he's at a factory. So, Wally, if you'd come in, please, take it away.
Dubby, Wally Ballou speaking, and we'll find that story out here where they make them. We're talking with the foremost ventriloquist dummy manufacturer in the country today, and I believe you told me you'd prefer not to mention your name, is that right? And is there any reason for that?
Well, there's no special reason for that,
Mr.
Ballou.
Something about people laugh at you when you say you make dummies?
When I say that I'm a dummy manufacturer, it brings a certain amount of, I don't know, ridicule. Although I've made a very good living at it, I've managed to accumulate X thousands of dollars in the bank, which is a lot more than those you laugh at me can
well,
say.
Well, I can understand that.
So back your pipe and smarter.
Just refer to you as
two kids to college. I have a late model car with fins.
Right.
I'm doing all right.
We'll refer to you as a dummy manufacturer then.
I don't think you will. That's the kind of stuff I don't like, and you're working with the engineer now. You think I'm some kind of a fool.
We're standing right now in the testing room, the final step before these dummies go out to the ventriloquists around the country. Is that right?
That's right.
And what do you do here, sir?
Test the dummies before they go out to the ventriloquists in the country.
Could you be showing us how this works?
Well, I'm not a very good ventriloquist myself.
Well, it's all right. It's just the effect that we get on radio. It wouldn't make any difference anyway, you see.
Well, now this...
Your lips move a little. Who cares?
Well, mine will, because I'm not very good. All right, now this fella here...
That's a good one. Is that consigned to any ventriloquist that we might have heard of?
Well, any ventriloquist who would like to do a bunch of sailor jokes would buy this fella.
I see.
All right, now I have him on my knee, and I'll say, how are you? Fine.
Yeah.
What? Fine. See how
it... Well, I saw your lips move there.
Well, of course you'll see my lips move. I'm not
well,
a...
Well, that isn't a very good dummy, then, is it?
Well, the dummy
is... To me, it didn't look like it was coming out of the dummy's mouth.
Well, I'm...
By that I mean the illusion wasn't created very effectively.
Well, I think you're a little confused.
Would that be a defect? Would you throw that one out?
It's no defect. This is a very good dummy. I explained to you, I thought.
Well, try it again. Let me see if we can get the effect there.
Well, sailor, going ashore? Yes.
Sounds just like you, too. There's no difference in the voice at all.
Well, of course not. I'm not a ventriloquist. I just make the dummies. Hey, waking up the engineer again, huh?
This is Radio's Wally Ballou, who has been speaking with a dummy manufacturer in Rehoboth, Massachusetts.
You're looking for it, fella.
Returning you.
snap my fingers, you will wake up and remember nothing.
Thank you.